Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I will continue to take this Balance of Nature. I love it. And if it keeps me going, then I'm all for it.
We are healthy because we take Balance of Nature. We feel energetic. I get up just before 7 o'clock every morning. We are enjoying health. And I tell everybody about it. I am a pastor. God wants for us to be healthy and take care of our bodies.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedallyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedallyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Three. Did we have to fight with our own country for the security of our own country? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
What if the federal government decided if its own powers were proper and constitutional? What if the Constitution were no longer the supreme law of the land? What if you needed a license from the government to speak, to assemble, or to protest against the government? What if the government didn't like what you planned to say, and so it didn't give you the license? What if the right to keep and bear arms only applied to the government? What if posse comitatus, the federal law that prohibits our military from occupying our streets, were no longer in effect? What if the government considered the military an adequate dispenser of domestic law enforcement? What if cops looked and acted like troops and you couldn't distinguish the military from the police? What if you were not secure in your person, in your papers, and in your property? What if federal agents could write their own search warrants in defiance of the Constitution? What if the government could decide when you were and were not entitled to a jury trial? What if the government could take your property whenever it wanted? What if the government could continue prosecuting you until it got the verdict it wanted?
That was Judge Napolitano talking about land rights, and wow. Welcome back to this hour. And I've had Ron Thompson in the last hour. He'll stay with us because so many of you have questions for him. And I can imagine why, because securing your property against the Klaus Schwab promise of you'll own nothing and be happy. Don't let Klaus Schwab win. Don't let those guys win. And one of the ways to do it is to secure your property. And few people realize in our country that you don't have a land patent, and that land patent is a crucial piece of and vital piece of your ownership to your home. And so Ron Gibson, the great Ron Gibson, is on. He's been instructing over 35 years, 40 years, right, Ron, and on how to do this and how to acquire this, the land patent that they don't give you anymore. And so we're going to start out with three quick things, and then I'm going to take phone calls. So, as I promised you, but three quick things. I asked you how far back, date-wise, have you seen some of these land patents go to? Because you have to trace back to find it, you know, in this process of acquiring this land patent. You have a warranty deed that the mortgage company gave you, but that just gives you permission, not the right to own your home or to your property. And so this document is very, very imperative. But what's the date? What's the date you've seen?
The oldest one that I have received have been 1792.
And that's East Coast, I would imagine, East Coast.
Yes. All of those of the colonial states, right, will have old patent dates on them, because they were done before we even became a country.
Sure.
So You know, I've had a lot of them in the early 1700s, mid 1700s, and right on up. And the official patents issued by the United States started in 1812.
Wow.
That's when the General Land Office was enacted.
And when did they stop giving these patents as part of the, you just bought your land, you just purchased your land or your home? When did they stop giving these?
Well, the homestead was suspended, supposedly, and we did the research. They didn't. They couldn't.
What year was that?
The 1976.
Okay.
And the federal was in 1994. But we pulled the documents called the Federal Land Policy Management Act and went all the way back through that entire document. And on page 85 to 92, you will find that they did not suspend the right to patent.
Okay.
They have no authority to suspend it because those are constitutional issues. And the other thing that I want to mention very quickly, the mining law came into effect 4 years after the 1872 mining law. And the reason that it came in, they put it under Title 30, which the mining law is under Title 30. And they tied it to Title 30 because it had to do with national defense. The mining law was enacted just after the Civil War. Both the North and the South were very deficient of military hardware to fight the war. And so the United States government, at the agreement of both the North and the South, said, we got to change that. So we have the national defense today because we have a mineral policy that can't be broken because it affects airplanes, jets, rockets, lasers,
Wow. Okay. So you were going to tell a quick story, too.
Yes. I had a call last November, and a lady from New Jersey called me. And I had talked with her 3 or 4 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Ron, she said, have you got a minute? And I said, yeah. I said, what can I do for you? She said, well, I need help. And I said, well, what's the deal? She said, I just received my tax bill. She said, I have 200 acres that I own in New Jersey. There's not a building on it anywhere. There hasn't been for the last 10 years that I've owned it. My taxes started out at $8,000 and some change for this 200 acres. She said, I just got my tax bill for 2023 and 2024 year date, and the tax bill is over $88,000.
Whoa! $88,000? Wow.
$88,000. She said, Ron, I can't pay it. But here's what I want to make known, folks. Listen carefully. The part of the design of the Administrative Procedures Act was to divest you out of your home and your property and your rights. And one of the ways that they're doing it, they're raising the tax for the marginal income people. They wipe them off so they no longer own that home. Then when that filters out, they will raise the bar and they will take the lower middle class out. When that drops off of the table, then they will go to the upper class of the middle class, or the upper part of the middle class. And it will come the day when only the elite of the elite will own property, and they'll own all of what you and I now think we own. That's the purpose of the patent. The patent is a constitutional document that they would have to destroy the Constitution in order to have jurisdiction over that land. And we better get on the stick, because if you don't, and I'm going to say this, and I hope you hear me clearly, they're coming after your land. Make no mistake about it. It's not if, it's when, and it's here. We're losing 11 to 1,200 acres a day in the United States to withdrawals, subdivisions, highways, freeways, set-asides, animal reserves, whatever. We are going to wake up one day, and we're pressing the issue right now of not having anything to eat. And because they're eating up the farmland, and that more and more, and we're getting food products from other countries that does not have the safety standards that we have here.
Right.
So we better take a stand.
Let's take a caller. Wow, powerful. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You're on with Ron Gibson. Caller. You are live.
Hi,
you're
you
live.
Say?
Yes, you're live. Go right ahead.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Hey, so this is Eric in Oregon.
Hi.
And my question then is two-part. It's so let's say we get all the land patent stuff put in place with Ron's help, and I'm in the middle of paying the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect the mortgage?
Okay.
Very good question.
Thank you.
First of all, the mortgage has nothing to do with the land. Land and real estate are not in the same jurisdiction. And I didn't have a chance to get into that. But when I mentioned to you earlier of the fact that when the Administrative Procedures Act started redefining legal terms, mm-hmm. or they made them legal terms from lawful term, they redefined land to real estate. That's where the word real estate came in. Why do you suppose it has the word state in it? They're now claiming ownership of that property that should be under a protected land patent.
So you can be paying on your property. You don't own it outright, but you can still have the land patent.
That is correct. They can't come and take it. They're violating that. I won't say that because the judges are corrupt. I even hate to say this. The entire system of this so-called administrative government is a corrupt enterprise.
Amen.
It was designed for that. And we're seeing it now manifested everywhere. And people are angry, and rightfully so. But that's a good reason to get off our butt and do something about it.
Oh, I totally agree. I can't believe the tax bill for $88,000. And that's exactly, you're right, how they'll do it. And if people do not secure their property and have that land patent. So did they replace the land patent with the warranty deed to make it look like it's some sort of deed? I mean, did they start doing that with the Homestead Act? Did they start just replacing so that you think you own something?
After the 11th of June of mm-hmm. 1946, mm-hmm. they started taking those patents that came in to be recorded, and they kept them. That's wow. why you go to any courthouse, to the recorder's office, and if you have the name and the number, they'll pull it out of their archive file. How did you get that document?
Right.
They stole it. That's how they got it.
Jeez. Let's take another caller quick. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Ron Gibson. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks. So what if the county continues to try to tax and get money from you on an annual property tax, even after you've got all this land patent in place?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, first of all, as I mentioned earlier, the land was never to be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have a God-given right to do it. It's an inalienable right. But to answer your question, the only real way to solve that is that you have to sue the individuals. That's in the assessor's office and also in the treasury's office. And you sue them under separate cover. Mm-hmm. That means individually. That way they can't use the county and the prosecutor and the whole state law force to come and defend them. Because they have no constitutional authority to do what they're doing. That's why these documents that are available are for that purpose, to challenge that very issue. So here we are now having to put up, and again, criminals have no boundaries. Right. You and I have boundaries because we have a moral code to our being. But you get into this criminal syndicate, everything's open game.
Yeah.
So the more they can hit you, the more they can take, the better they like it.
Wow.
And they like it. That's why they do it.
This woman that got the $88,000 tax bill, if she has a land patent in her possession and she doesn't pay that and they come to try to take her property, she could sue them personally and start that process going. Would she lose her land in the interim of doing that fight?
Well, not if she gets a stay on it.
Okay.
Because it would, and the law says that creates what's called a constitutional tort. A tort is a damage claim.
Hmm.
And when they come after your land, now that's a damage because that's a threat to an inalienable right, a constitutional protected right.
Okay.
So the courts are bound.
Okay.
They don't adhere to it mm-hmm. all the time, but they're bound to protect that because they took a constitutional oath.
Okay. We'll be right back. More with Ron Gibson. The number 541-621-5548. I'll give you that number so get a pen out when we come back, too. Be right back.
Fines are
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and in light of the recent events, your continued support means everything to myself and my employees. To thank you, we're having the biggest sale ever on all my pillow bedding. Get my pillow bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. In this economy, instead of buying a new bed, rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles, like plush, waffle, or gossamer, for as low as $29.98. We even have pet blankets from small size to the ones for your car. Get huge discounts on duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding, including MyPillow bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping in while quantities last. Please order now.
Make sure and use the promo code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get those savings and help Truth. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a three-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a four-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now, as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it. It's in radio. Thanks, you guys.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It is. It all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness. You can buy.
Dirt. I love it. Jordan Davis featuring Luke Bryan. Welcome back to the show. This is a really important show today, so I'm really glad you're listening in, and you need to share this podcast. It'll be in part one and part two. We'll take your phone calls, 888-673-1450. I told you I would. We'll take your calls. And there's just a couple of things. I'm going to give you the number. So if you're on your phone, you can text it to yourself or put it in your phone notes or whatever. This is Ron's phone number, and he is glad to take your phone calls. We're going old school here. 541-621-5548. Okay. 541-621-5548. This is his email. D as in David, R as in Ryan, I T E, C as in cat, R G at hotmail.com. So it's D R I T E C R G at hotmail.com. And I'll put that on a separate little clip for you to, on a podcast. So you can just listen to the phone number and email. He actually does, he actually will help you with this if you need help. A lot of people rely on Ron to help them. And I can see why, because he knows his stuff. He's been doing this a long time. So you can pay him to help you, or you can get his book. It's $47. Call him. He'll ship the book out to you. Really appreciate that about him. Welcome back to the show, Ron. And, of course, we'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. Quick questions for him, of course. How long does the process take?
Well, first of all, it's a partnership arrangement. The client needs to acquire three certified copies of the original land patent. You get that from the Bureau of Land Management. Mm-hmm. Unless you're in the state of Texas, then you get it from the Texas State General Land Office. They still have a land office. And if you're in the colonial states, then you get it through the Historical Society of each one of the states.
Okay.
But then they need a summary of your chain of title, in other words, of the owners from you back to that date of the patent. And then I need the first two pages of your warranty deed. And it may have a third page called an Exhibit A. And that page is only the description, legal description of your property. Now, let's say that you can acquire all those in 2 weeks. I'm just giving you mm-hmm. a number. You can do it sooner, drag on, whatever. And then if you want me to do it, then I need you to send that along with the check. I charge $1,000 to do the legal work, to the paperwork that needs to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, I will send back to you two duplicate copies. They're exactly the same. And then you need to get before a notary and two additional witnesses. And the witnesses sign, you sign, and the notary signs it. At that point, then you have to post that for 61 days.
Okay.
You have to put it up on any government building bulletin board. They're hard to find anymore.
Right.
So the backup to that is to set up you a temporary website.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, you scan all the pages in the same order that in the package that I send back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've done that and you've got your website set up and scanned in, then go to your local newspaper and take out a very short ad so it doesn't cost very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I, Ron Gibson, am bringing forward my land patent benefit. If interested, see, and then give
okay.
the website address.
Your notice.
Now, if you go that way, then you need to buy the paper. If your paper comes out more than twice a week or more than once a week, then you need to cut out that ad out of the paper. You got to buy that paper mm-hmm. or print it off the internet, whatever, and put it in your file.
Okay.
That way, if you're challenged, you can prove that you concluded to what the law requires for showing that you have posted your documents.
And sometimes this can happen all like weeks. It's just a matter of some weeks. So it can happen pretty quick.
If you get right on it, you can do all of this in a week's time.
Yeah.
And once I get it, depending upon my workload and my phone,
mm-hmm.
you know, I get 60, 80 phone calls a day.
Uh-huh.
I get 150, 200 emails a day. You know, I mean.
Okay. Okay. Let's take a phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Ron. Hey, I own my land, and they're going to take part of it for road expansion, but they haven't done anything to do the deal. They jacked my property tax 25% last year.
Wow.
And this is not cheap land. Hmm. It goes for about $40,000 an acre.
Jeez.
What do you think?
All right. Thank you.
Well, first of all, you do not have a land patent brought forward? Is that
I don't think so. I took him off the air. Sorry, but I don't think he does.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's under the real estate designation and jurisdiction, then you're subject to eminent domain. If you have your patent in place, you are not subject to eminent domain. They have to, without your knowledge or consent, you can consent to it, but they have to pay you fair market value for it. But as long as it's in that real estate designation, you're at the mercy of them because it's a taking. Wow. They got to give you something for it,
mm-hmm.
but it certainly is not what it's worth or they should be paying for it. That's why they don't want you to own the land. They want to be able to manipulate you. They want to be able to take and on and on.
Jeez. So if you have the patent, you could fight that eminent domain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ooh. And it's in my book.
Okay. And you can get that book. It's $47. And I highly recommend this because this is Ron's, I think, third or fourth visit to the show. And I'm telling you, he's really good at what he does. He's been doing it for decades. What we have in our possession is a warranty deed, but we don't have the land patent. And that's why this is so crucial and so important, is to be able to fight that sort of tyranny that not only is happening right now, but coming down on us. The lady in New Jersey, he doesn't know where she's at right now. They haven't talked since November. Somebody was just asking me about that. And the one with the 88,000 tax bill, surprise. And so I think that's going to be happening a lot more as it is right now, but even more than that. So we have a caller for you, Ron. Go right ahead, caller.
Hello. I'm sorry to possibly sidetrack you. I don't wish to if you don't want to be, but this is kind of related. Years ago, I found a group that was trying to get the word out. They've since been silenced on the internet, and they've been harassed off of it. So that led me to believe there's some merit in what they say. They were saying if your loan, when you purchased your property and took the loan out, if the loan was transferred as a surprise to you from the lending network or the bank to another entity, you may not have to pay that loan if they change the MERS number. Now, they did on my land. I couldn't get any information that I could use after that because they'd been shut down. Is there any merit to this, that if a company buys your loan from the bank, the lending bank, when you sign no paper to work with, is it possible you don't owe that loan?
Yes, that is correct, because you didn't sign a contract with the new bank that's involved. Even though now what they do is they have you sign an agreement that you are in agreement to allow them to do that. But contracts are binding until it comes to their benefit. Then they don't want to have it bound. So then they want to do what they want to do. So, but
if you didn't sign any paperwork with them in all the time you had that loan, do you still have a case? Seeing how you have not signed anything?
I'm sorry.
If you haven't signed anything, you've never signed anything to agree to the loan being then serviced by somebody else, taken over by somebody else. So do you still have a dog in that fight because you haven't signed anything? You haven't consented in any way?
You've not entered into a contract with a third party.
Right.
Let me explain something here very quickly. If you go to Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution, down in that just a little bit, it makes a very interesting restriction upon states. It states, no state shall legislate a bill of attainder. It shall not legislate an ex post facto law. Nor can it legislate anything that impairs the obligation of contract. Now, having said that, you have a contract, or they perceive contract, and I can tell you it's not a contract, but for the sake of this discussion, contracts have to fulfill a whole other items in it. These are called adhesion contracts. So, but as a result of that, then in essence, you're not obligated by law to pay that mortgage.
Wow. Okay. Let's
anyway, because the judges are part of the corruptness.
Yeah, that's for sure. Let's talk about promissory notes.
Okay.
I have that on my notes. Why is that on my notes? What should I be asking you about that?
Well, the promissory note relative to a mortgage is a critical, critical issue. Everyone has to sign a promissory note. Now, understand something, folks. Your signature is the power. It isn't the writing on the promissory note. It's your signature. Really, it's your autograph. And what they do is they have you sign that. It's always the same value as the price of the property. And let's use the $500,000 just to make it easy. You buy a $500,000 property and home and the promissory notes for $500,000. You have a 3-day period of revocation. In other words, you can pull your signature back within the first 3 days. If the end of that 3-day period, you have not, the bank will do one of two things. They will either cash that promissory note as a check, or they will monetize it and securitize it, send it to Dun & Bradstreet for rating, and they will rate it, and then they send it to Wall Street. Well, they will take bundles of these and break them all up and put them into all kinds of stocks and bonds. So you don't know where your promissory note is at. But if they cash it, here's how it works. They cash that, they go to the IMF fund that's in your name relative to your birth certificate. For those of you who don't know, when you were born and the birth certificate was issued, there's an account that was set up by the IMF. Your birth certificate number is not a birth certificate number. It's a bank account number that has your name on it. So that $500,000 check that they now converted promissory note,
mm-hmm.
there is now cashed. They take the $500,000 out of your account. They send it to the title company. The title company pays off the seller, and 45 days later, the bank sends you a 30-year book of payment coupons.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that side of the program works. The bank never loans you one red penny. Not ever.
Wow. I hope that's resonating. Jeez. We'll be right back. I'll be right back with Ron. Here's the phone number again. Make sure you have your pen out, or text yourself or email yourself. 541-621-5548. He'll take your phone calls. 541-621-5548. Also, you can email him. You can email him and pay him for a book, and he'll send that to you on how to do this. DRITECRG@hotmail.com. DRITECRG@hotmail.com. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. And we'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. Any quick calls for Ron? Give us a call in the last segment of the show here. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Head as black as the night.
Hi there. Welcome back. That's Josh Malloy. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. What an important show today. We'll end the show in this segment with Ron Gibson, my guest, who is the guy to talk to about land patent. And we don't have this document. We're given a warranty deed that is not a land patent. You don't actually own the property you're paying on. And so this step is crucial. It's not that hard, except it's a process that you go through. Could take weeks, could take a month. It's a process, so well worth it. And honestly, you can either pay Ron to help you do it, or you can do it. You can get his book. It's $47. Here's the email address. You email DRITECRG@hotmail.com. DRITECRG@hotmail.com. The phone number, 541-621-5548. 541-621-5548. Get the book ordered. Have this in your possession. Also, I just wanted to say quick two things. Number one, get the FIQ copper. We don't have enough copper in our diet. We were screwed out of it in the 1930s and 40s with our food supply. Glyphosate goes after, takes copper out of your body. Without copper, the master mineral, your health sucks. Take copper. You need to be taking copper and stop believing the copper toxicity lies that they tell about it. It was very targeted to become something that was taken out of our food supply. The FIQ on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com, very important you be taking this daily. Get your health back. Balance of Nature, same thing. Get your health back. 31 fruits and vegetables a day, capsulized. It's amazing. Also, that is on the bottom of my katedalyradio.com webpage. Also, preparewithkate.com. Get your food storage in order. You'll see My Patriot Supply. Click on that, and it is amazing. You will love My Patriot Supply. They've got great deals. Also, I just wanted to tell you, MyPillow.com, those products have a 10-year warranty on them, and they are amazing. I have them in my house, on every bed, and I'm telling you, they're worth it. Get those products. You can get up to 90% off. MyPillow.com, code word Kate. Ron, back here with you. Darn it, I was just going to ask you a question. I had it in my mind. I just asked you on the break, and now I can't remember what it was. Do you remember what we were just talking about?
Something real quick?
Sure.
I have a second book that I wrote. It's called You're Not a Slave.
Love
and
it.
In this book here, I prove that you're not obligated to pay property tax. So if anyone's interested, let me know.
I love that. And give him a call, 541-621-5548. He'll actually take your phone calls. And so somebody was asking, does it matter the size of the property? This was for my fourth hour. Does it matter what size of the property? Do you pay more for the process? Is there any difference depending on the land?
No, it's the same price.
Okay. I have a caller for you. Hi, caller. Go right ahead. You're on with Ron.
Hi, Ron. Earlier you said that if the county tax assessor continues to want to tax your property, even after you've got your land patent established, you'll have to personally sue the county tax assessor. And my question is, doesn't that at that point boil it down to a state judge kicking me to the curb because he doesn't want to see it my way? What happens at that point when you sue them and it goes to court?
Thank you for that call. Go ahead.
Yeah, very, very, very good point. First of all, you need to keep things in proper perspective. All of these people take a constitutional oath to work in the capacity that they work. Your land is protected by the Constitution. It's protected by the Fifth Amendment. It's protected by part of the Seventh Amendment. It's protected by the Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1. All of these items. And the other thing that I have not mentioned yet, it's protected by treaty law. And I want to mention something here, Kate, if you'd give me just a minute or two.
Sure, hold on, caller. Go right ahead.
There is a tremendous misunderstanding about the public lands in the United States, or land in general. The United States does not own a single acre of land out here in the forest or the desert or wherever you want to point your finger. It's unconstitutional for the federal government, and for that matter, the states, to own land. The Constitution makes provision for the United States government to own military bases, ammunition stockpile facility, docks, ports, post offices, and other needful buildings. What happens was when the United States in its infancy became a country and it started acquiring property, they did it by conquest, such as a fight against the Indians. They did it by gifts. They did it by trade, whatever. All of those lands, and I mean all of it, went into a public trust. It did not go to the United States government. Mm-hmm. The United States government is the trustees of We the People's Trust. And out of that is where the Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the Constitution comes in. They have the fiduciary duty and the constitutional obligation to dispose of those lands to you and I, the private sector. Not an inch of that belong. And I get upset with people. Oh, that's government land. That's Forest Service land. That's BLM land. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Hague case next door to you there in Nevada years ago in Nye County, probably 35 years ago, give or take. Mm-hmm. They won that case on the basis that the United States could not provide a title.
Right, right.
They don't have the title. Every land law ever made is made under a public land law designation. I deal in this stuff for the last 50 years. And it's interesting about titles to land. The other thing, you cannot convey a property from party A to party B without having the true title that's affiliated with that land. That's why these warranty deeds of selling, and Katie, you got up into that a while ago.
Yeah.
There is no title to convey with a warranty deed sale. That's a fraudulent sale. Mm-hmm. Everybody in that's on the take to that thing is committing a fraud.
Wow.
And boy, people don't like me to say that, but I'm telling you, I deal in law. That's all I deal with. I don't deal very much in statutes and codes if I can help it. Right. I'm a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. Right. I'm a lawyer.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's take a quick call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Ron.
Thank you for taking my call, and sure, please give me phone numbers when I have the ability to write them down one more time.
You got it.
I'm 60 years old, and I have one of my bucket lists is I want to go back to law school. Mm-hmm. And what would you recommend for me? Because I want to follow you, not the other path. It's always what I wanted to do was get into common and natural law anyway.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Well, let me ask you this question. Sorry. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do with your law degree?
I took him off the air. So sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that. That was my mistake.
Well, the reason that I asked the question, he can still hear, can he?
Yes. Yes.
Is the fact that if you're going to get a bar card, then that's not the road to go.
Right.
I did law class about a year ago on why attorneys are not lawyers, and they are not one and the same. And when you read what the Bar Association, their bylaws, their mission statement, make you throw up.
Yeah.
They are not there for your benefit.
Right.
When you hire an attorney, you are telling him and the court that you're incompetent, that you can't make rational decisions, and on and on and on it goes. The attorney's mandate is to separate you from your property, your rights, and your money. If you're going to be a constitutional lawyer, now you're on, at least the way that it's set up, is that you want to do good, help people, and don't have your hand in everybody's pocket.
Yeah.
That's kind of the bottom line.
Right.
So I commend you for wanting to go to law, and people need to learn the law. I tell people, shut off that television at night and go to the internet and do a little research.
Yeah.
And it's empowering, folks. It's really empowering. So anyway.
Yes.
I can go on for a month of that.
Oh, I know. Somebody's asking for my fourth hour, the city limits of a town, or it doesn't matter where, does it? It doesn't matter where that there's a patent on that particular piece of property.
That is correct. Every privately held property, but I mean corporations or whatever, it was all private at one time. This corporation stuff came in all after the Administrative Procedures Act. But all of that property has an underlying patent.
So the government, the BLMs, the government, they started keeping the patent for themselves and issue, and then they started issuing the warranty deed. That started happening in the 70s?
No, 1946.
1946. That's right. Okay. So in the 1940s. And so it's interesting, if you bought that house and for some reason you're still living in the same house from the 1920s, would you have a land patent then?
Yes, you would.
Yes. Yes.
The railroads are a prime example. The railroads are the largest landowner in the nation.
Wow.
They come under a special act of Congress called the Railroad Act. All of their properties are given every other section, 640 acre, massive amount of land. They don't pay a dime of property tax at all because they're still under the land patent.
Okay, we've got a quick call. Make it fast, caller.
Okay, really quick. We have a family farm that we ended up putting into a limited liability company to try and protect it.
Right.
Is that going to cause any
problem
in this patent system?
So her land is owned by a LLC. They put it in an LLC for protection. What does that do to the process? Thank you.
The LLCs are a limited liability company. It can still be broken. They used to say the corporations were the way to go. Then the attorneys got greedy, and so they broke those. The LLCs are on the way out now. So
So since the 40s, you've been issued warranty deed. A warranty deed is basically they're giving you permission to have an interest in the property. You don't actually really and truly own it. The land patent gives you the ownership of the land and what's under the land, the minerals, all the way down, right? Correct? The land patent? Mm-hmm. And so you can file and get this document, and you can pay Ron to do it. You can work with him to do it, or you can do it yourself. What is the name of the book, Ron?
What You Need to Know About Land Patents.
Well, that's straightforward.
And the other book is
Love It.
You're Not a Slave.
Yes. You can actually buy this book. I'm going to give you the phone number right now. You can actually call him up. You can order this book. Pay him for this book. It's $47. Well worth every penny. 541-621-5548. He's in Oregon. 541-621-5548. You can also email him today. You can, or anytime. You can, D as in David, RITECRG at hotmail.com. DRITECRG at hotmail.com. And you can email him as well. And you can ask him questions. He'll take phone calls. He takes many of them, don't you, Ron? So
yeah.
I really appreciate that about you. It can take a few weeks to get this done. It can take a month to get this done. It kind of depends on the situation. But if you're willing to put a little bit of effort in this, I would imagine that's a big enough price tag now that people should be willing to want to get their land patent. I would imagine.
Can I make a comment here,
please,
real quick?
Please.
A guy asked me one time, he said, how much are your seminar costs for ticket? And I said, $250. Oh, my gosh. He threw his hands up and he said, that's way too much money. And I said, let me ask you a question. I said, what's your land worth? And he kind of looked at me kind of funny and he said, well, about $800,000. I said, do you mean to tell me that you're not willing to spend $250 to save your home of $800,000 in value?
Right.
I said, is that what you're telling me? And he just stood there and looked at me. Just, I don't know if it ever really registered or not, but I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
I know. But the things that we battle over.
That book is loaded with case law in there, and the reason I have so much case law in there to drive the point home, this isn't Ron talking, this is history,
right?
And this is a lifetime of research. So
I love it, and I think $47 is so cheap for this book. I mean, I think you should charge more, actually. And you can also get his help too. I think you charge about $1,000 to go through this process with him. And let me tell you, it's well worth it. We're talking about our property here, and we lose that. That's what distinguishes us as Americans. We had better get on the stick. This has not been handed out since the 40s. We have a severe problem. When Klaus Schwab says you're going to own nothing and be happy, no, you're not going to be happy, but you're also going to own nothing, and they're going to muscle us out of property. Ron Gibson, my hero, thank you. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you all for tuning in today. Appreciate it. 541-621-5548.
541-621-5548. That's Ron's personal number. You can call him. And I really appreciate you guys. Be faithful, be fearless. And of course, I'll see you back here on Monday.